to the Mop Show. I'm Mason on Business Startups. Q here. This is how I do things. Big ideas for small budgets. Let's get to it.
Hey guys, what's happening? It's the Mop Show, and I've just got back from driving to go and see a supplier, potential manufacturer of a product we're doing in the CBD market. So I thought I'd go and see some people who spent some time coming down and supporting a charity event that I had the weekend. It's nice, amazing offices. It's incredible. I only spoke to him, about 4 years ago, and they've come a massive way. So I'm going to try and pester him to come on the podcast so I can interview him about his business. He might not think it's a success, but I think he should be very proud of what they've done. It's been fantastic. I want to prove to you a point why, if you haven't picked... One of the things I had a chat about, his name is Christian. He runs a company called SVC Labs, a simple vape company. They're big in the vape game. They're just launching out the CBD products called Honest Hemp. And look out for them. You'll see them soon. And we were talking about social media content. And he said, oh, yeah, you're putting out loads of stuff at the moment, loads of personal branded things. And he said about how he just perhaps felt a bit unsure about doing stuff sometimes with himself in it. And I wanted to leave this one thing out there. You put out content, you've got to make sure it's quality content, because you're just going to get beaten by someone who's way better than you. But there is one scenario, and it's demonstrably provable, what I'm about to say. There's one scenario where even the best content producer can be beaten by someone else who is much less skilled at producing content or any social media platform. And that scenario is if they outwork you. Leicester City, Premier League champions. No one's going to say that their players were the best in the world. No one's going to say their players are good enough to be in the Champions League later stages. About 3 or 4 years ago, what happened? They worked their socks off. They hustled and they hustled and they hustled. And they won the Premier League. And it's one of the greatest sporting stories in many a decade. And that is proof, if ever you needed any, that you do not have to be PewDiePie. You do not have to be Kylie Jenner. You do not have to be Gary Vaynerchuk. You do not have to be James Smith PT, any of these people, in order to win on the social media game. You just need to work hard. And if you're setting up your own business because you think it's going to be easier or you're going to be able to work less, you're wrong. Your new boss should be a more a slave driver than you've ever experienced, because your new boss is you and your new boss is opportunity and ambition and passion. And if you don't have ambition, if you don't have passion, if you don't have a hard work ethic, then you could just give up, even if you make amazing content. There are so many sports people, particularly I'm a football fan, I can think of a number of great talented football players. A guy called Adil Tarap played for Spurs. Probably one of the most gifted footballers I've ever seen play. And he got nowhere because his attitude was all wrong. So if you're thinking about making content, if you're thinking about your insecurity, or you're not sure if you should be doing, or you're not sure if you're good enough, if you work hard, you'll be fine. And also, the first one's always going to be shit. The second one's going to be a bit less shit. The third one's going to be a bit less shit. And gradually you're going to get less and less shit, but you're going to be learning it so fast because you're going to be working so hard. You're just going to smother the competition and you're going to get known that way. Don't put out shit, but just, you know, try not to be so shit. Anyway, that's enough of the S word, social media. Have an amazing evening. I'm going to go and watch Spurs beat Chelsea. Go on, you Spurs! If you like this bit of motivation, don't forget to review us, subscribe to us, and of course share it to a friend who you think might also like the cut of my jib. That's the Mob Show. Speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening to today's show. Check us out online, themobshow.com. Check us on Twitter, @the_mobshow. Always chucking out bits of advice there. And follow our journey of setting up a CBD shop in the cannabis space. Instagram @localCBDshop. Or you can find ourselves on Instagram, @the_mobshow.